It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley. The prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq filled the airwaves and front pages of major national newspapers this past week. It seems to be what everybody's talking about here inside the Washington Beltway. We wanted to get a sense of how people around the country are reacting, so we've called three editors in different regions. Scott Crandall of the Kalispell, Montana, Daily Interlake, Jason Green of the Clanton, Alabama, Advertiser, and Richard Tapscott of the Des Moines Register. We have them all on the line. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello. Thank you.
Let's start with Scott Crandall in Montana. How much coverage is the controversy getting there, and has your paper picked it up?
It's getting plenty of coverage. I would guess it's not nearly as much as on the East Coast. It's been front page news in our paper most days this week. It hasn't necessarily been the lead story.
Mm-hmm. What's on your front page today?
Front page today is a story that we have the most diverse economy in the Rocky Mountain West in our county, a new study that came out.
All right. Jason Green in Alabama, is this a story that's getting a lot of play down there?
It depends on which paper you're looking at. Some of the larger metro dailies, it's a daily occurrence in their publication. We've had it in ours some, but there are other things that are gaining a little more attention in this part of Alabama and really around our state. We are in the midst of a financial crisis for our state, and there have been 22 accountability measures that Governor Bob Riley has proposed and sent to the state legislature, and they've all but ignored them. It's almost a sense that we're the people that created this system, and we don't want to change it.
All right. Richard Tapscott in Iowa. President Bush was in Dubuque, Iowa, yesterday. Did news of his visit crowd out the abuse scandal and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld's testimony on Capitol Hill?
Actually, the president's appearance in Dubuque yesterday as part of his Midwest campaign swing did lead the paper, and because he talked about the scandal, the headline is Abuse, quote, Stained Our Honor. We have covered it very heavily this week. It has been at least on the front page five times this week. We had inside stories on the hearings this morning, and yesterday the main story on the front page was about Donald Rumsfeld and the calls, including from Senator Tom Harkin, that he resigned.
So what was on the front page today in addition to that story about the president's visit?
We also are dealing with a decision by the Veterans Administration to close a large VA hospital in Knoxville, Iowa, which is about an hour southeast of Des Moines. It's the second largest employer there with 600 jobs, and so you can imagine in a relatively small town the economic impact of that.
Well, gentlemen, what are you hearing from your readers about the abuse scandal? Let's start with Mr. Crandall in Montana.
I think the initial reaction is disgust. And then shock, and I think there's some concern, too, that when they say, well, the worst is yet to come, there are more photos and videos out there, that raises a lot of eyebrows. We haven't had any big groundswell of letters and calls and anything, and maybe that'll take more time to develop.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Green, what are Alabamans saying about this?
I feel, and the people that I've talked to feel, as if this has done a lot of harm to the cause. You know, when you go into a situation and you're not finding the weapons of mass destruction, that's causing some pressure on the Bush administration. And then to have this happen, you know, Bush has probably got to feel like a punch-drunk boxer right now. This administration's taken a lot of shots here lately, and we're afraid of just how much worse this is going to get. The people are frustrated. They feel that we should be above this, that these are similar things that the former regime was doing to their own people, and now we're doing them to the people we're trying to free.
Mr. Tapscott, what's the feeling in Iowa?
Well, we've received a lot of letters. Almost invariably, people feel ashamed of what it shows of the picture of the United States. We spent a lot of time this week talking with Iowans who have some connection there, people who have been MPs in Iraq, people who were prisoners of war in Korea and Vietnam, former diplomats, to get their take on this. The POW who was tortured in Vietnam said that was terrible, but this is of a different degree. Unfortunately, what we also were hearing from a diplomat was that he worries that this will increase the possibility of terrorist attacks in the United States.
Scott Crandall, do you sense a weakening of support for the war among the people of Montana as the casualties mount in Iraq and the abuse scandal seems to widen?
I think what it's done is embolden the opponents of the war. It gives them more ammunition. I think rather than a weakening, I think it's a heightened concern about what direction things are going and what's the next bad PR thing that's going to happen to the administration's war over there.
Jason Green, what about support for the war in Alabama? And are folks down there prepared to stay in Iraq at least until 2005? That's the Pentagon thinking now.
I think our people are resolved to deal with whatever they have to deal with to see the job completed. At this point, we've taken care of the dictator, and to leave now would be leaving a country really without any stability. But if instances such as the abuse of prisoners of war continue, it's going to grow more and more difficult for the people of Alabama and the people of Chilton County in particular to continue to support this war.
Well, Richard Tapscott, as you mentioned, your Democratic senator there, Tom Harkin, has called on Defense Secretary Rumsfeld to resign. Has your paper received lots of letters echoing this?
Not really. I think we're a little bit early for that to happen. The Register's editorial page this week had a lead editorial in which they suggested that it was time to start thinking the unthinkable, which is, do we need to start talking about an early exit? And it wasn't necessarily advocating it, but saying that it should be on the table now, because it has not been on the table.
Jason Green of the Clanton Advertiser in Alabama, Scott Crandall of the Kalispell Daily Interlake in Montana, and Richard Tapscott of the Des Moines Register. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.